From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. As expected, in Davos, Switzerland's President Donald Trump spoke about trade, regulatory reform, and a strong economy while touting the United States as a good place to do business.
After years of stagnation, the United States is once again experiencing strong economic growth. The stock market is smashing one record after another and has added more than $7 trillion in new wealth since my election.
Trump's visit to Davos was not without controversy. However, earlier he said that Palestinians should not get any more financial support until they return for the negotiating table with Israel. For more on Trump's speech, visit us at voanews.com. President Trump has dismissed New York Times and Washington Post stories that he wanted to fire special counsel Robert Mueller in June, but only backed off when the White House counsel threatened to resign. He described the accounts to reporters as fake news. Mueller is investigating allegations the Trump campaign colluded with Russia in the 2016 presidential election. He is also looking into possible obstruction of justice by the White House. At least 41 people have died in a fire that broke out at a hospital in South Korea, and that number is expected to rise. The fire broke out early Friday in the emergency room of Sejong Hospital in the city of Miryang, about 300 kilometers south of Seoul. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said that in a rare show of unity, opposition and ruling senior officials went to Miryang to offer condolences to the victims and their families. In December, 29 people were killed in a fire that tore through an eight-story building. From Washington, this is VOA. Venezuela's top court has excluded the opposition coalition from the upcoming presidential election. It's a move that virtually ensures that unpopular leftist President Nicolas Maduro will win another term. Registration of parties and candidates to run in the election was slated to happen this weekend. The Supreme Court, however, told the National Election Council late Thursday to delay registration for 6 months. The court did not give a reason for its ruling. The presidential election will be held by the end of April, which leaves the opposition unable to field any candidates. The election had originally been scheduled for December. The NAACP, the United States' premier civil rights group, is suing the Department of Homeland Security over its decision to end protection from deportation for thousands of Haitian immigrants. The lawsuit alleges the decision to end temporary protective status, or TPS, was based on skin color and violates the constitutional right to equal protection. TPS allows immigrants to temporarily stay in the United States as part of U.S. assistance after a natural disaster. It was granted to Haitians in 2010 after a devastating earthquake. Three Western European intelligence sources have told Reuters that North Korea has shipped coal to Russia last year, which was then delivered to South Korea and Japan in a likely violation of U.N. sanctions. Reuters' Matthew Larratonda reports.
The revelations come after U.S. President Donald Trump accused Russia of helping North Korea skirt sanctions in a separate way by getting banned supplies. Russia's foreign ministry didn't respond to a request for comment on the coal shipments. Coal is an important funding source for Pyongyang's missile programs. The sources said it was offloaded in Russia before being placed onto separate ships for transport to South Korea and Japan. It's not clear which companies at the final destinations would have profited, and Reuters couldn't determine whether the ships on that second half of the journey knew the origins of their cargo. But Russian port documents show their listed destination as back in North Korea. Shipping tracking data shows otherwise.
Reuters' Matthew Larratonda reporting. Grocery shoppers in France rioted when a supermarket chain deeply discounted jars of Nutella. Videos posted on social media showed huge crowds with people pushing, shoving, and grabbing as many jars as they could carry. In some stores, police had to be called as scuffles broke out between customers. In La Horme, an employee told a newspaper that he saw a customer with a black eye. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online. I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news. It's